This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
March 7th is upon us.
Hi,
I'm Doug Steffen. I'm now Doug Steffen. I was Doug Steffen. Tomorrow I'll be Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn, who yesterday, today, and tomorrow will be Jennifer Horn. And Victoria Keelan, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, she'll be Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, we're all here, and we're the real thing on the radio. And so I'm very eager. I always am eager to find out what's going on. From the perspective, I know what's going on, because we all spend all of our time. I mean, come on. What we do for a living, we're always paying attention to what's going on. It's not like we have to sit down and study things, but there is always stuff going on and things to talk about. Some of them are in the news. Some of them are things that we regard as important to all of us in our lives. I want to talk about these anti-vaccination bills in a minute with the three of you. But first, Jennifer, please lead off with something else that's on your mind.
Well, I think what's on my mind, maybe because I live in the state of California, is what's going on at the border. I call it a crisis. The president calls it a crisis and a national emergency. And yesterday on the program, we spoke about the number of border crossings being the highest in 10 years. 66,000 was the number given yesterday. Now we're seeing numbers as high as 76,000. Those were just the people apprehended at the border, so not even the ones that were successful in getting into this country. By March, it's predicted that 100,000 people will come into this country and be apprehended by the Border Patrol. And so yesterday on Capitol Hill, Kirstjen Nielsen, who is the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, sat down and testified before a House committee, the House Homeland Security Committee, about the border. And this was unbelievable. We've gotten to such a place in politics where it's more about the question than even the answer. And I don't know how well this did for Democrats who were looking to try to say that this was a manufactured crisis by Trump, because what we found out was startling. She gave numbers about the amount of drugs coming into this country. But I think the most staggering thing that we learned is that every 10-year-old girl that comes into this country has to be given a pregnancy test. Why, you ask? Because they're all raped as they're coming up here. Because human trafficking and sex trafficking is such a real problem. Because many kids are taken up unaccompanied without their parents by groups of people. And every girl who's 10 years and older is given a pregnancy test by our government, because that is the epidemic that is happening. There is a humanitarian crisis that is going on at this border. If you don't want to look at it about putting a door up and making people come through in an orderly fashion, think about what these kids are going through. This is, it's so unbelievable to pretend anymore that there's not anything going on. If you don't like the wall, great, we can talk about that all day long. But let's talk about something, and let's not pretend that there's not an issue, because ask the kids who are coming in here, there certainly is. She did a pretty good job. She was grilled about whether or not there was an emergency at the border. She defended Trump's national emergency. She also said that it won't fix the problem. She said that it needs to be Congress that acts to change the law to untie the hands of the Border Patrol. And that's true. If we want real reform at our border, if we want real reform to our immigration system, if we want real order with our immigration courts, that's up to Congress. And that's up to Republicans who have done nothing, and it's up to Democrats who have done nothing to fix this problem. It's time for them to do something. This is a crisis. It's an issue. And some of the numbers, I mean, staggering. Thousands of pounds of fentanyl that are coming into this country, enough to kill every American, flows in across the border every single year. It's nuts.
When are we going to wake up? What is it politically? How can you politically be against fixing this problem? Excuse me.
And how do we keep re-electing people?
Yeah.
Right. My question, though, is, and I didn't know about the 10-year-old girl, the pregnancy test thing, but if a 10-year-old is pregnant, what do we do about it? because now
it's about what kind of medical care they get. I think that's why they have to figure it out. Because
right. But
that turns into a...
practically speaking, can a 10-year-old carry a baby? Is it?
Well, if a 10-year-old has menstruated, then, you know, and kids are getting, girls are getting their periods younger and younger than ever before. So
why?
Conceivably, yes. Well, there are lots of factors. People say it's environmental, the food, the hormones, you know, all kinds of stuff. But my question, though, is what do we do if there's a 10-year-old that's pregnant? Do we now get into an abortion debate of what do we do, and does it depend what state that they're in where they cross the border?
It seems like there are so many issues. Yeah, there are a lot of issues.
What does that mean, though, medical care? What does that mean?
You have to know if you've got a pregnant 10-year-old. I mean, most people would assume that a 10-year-old's not pregnant and they will be put with the mainstream population. They're doing this right now to figure out who needs medical care, hospitalization, where they are, and those types of things. There's also a mental component to this. When you are at the point where you have to pregnancy test every 10-year-old, imagine what that does to a kid's psyche. It's incredible.
What a horror show. My God, what a horror show. Unbelievable. What a horror show. And we do
nothing but sit and argue and go, well, Trump's crazy for an emergency and build the wall and all these different things, and nothing is getting done. That's really what's
that's
so
politics.
Sad about this.
That's 2019 politics, frankly, in a nutshell. And that gets me around to wanting to talk about these anti-vaccination bills in a moment or two. There are so many things that are going on, and they are worthy of our focus. And frankly, these kinds of conversations are what separates our program from the rest of the programs, the other programs that are out there, because there is no holding back. There's no politically correct. This is what I think. This is what the story is. This is what the facts are. Here's how it influences us. And that's why I hope that you will avail yourself of our podcast that Kara is putting together. Every day or so, there's a different podcast at djvshow.com. So as more and more Americans tune into podcasting, one of the things that we did early on here, as far as audio is concerned, was make this program available years and years ago online as soon as it was able on TuneIn and iTunes and places like that. And you can hear the whole program if you have the time. And the whole program is repeated on TuneIn Radio all through the day, every day. But if you want to have sort of a synopsis of things that we talk about, then the DJV podcast is for you at djvshow.com. 13 past the hour. I want to get to this discussion of vaccination after we pay attention to a couple of other things that are important. My Pillow, Mike Lindell, what a fabulous American story this is. This guy couldn't sleep, so he, and as an engineer, he figured out how to create a pillow which would allow him to get a good night's sleep. Pretty clever. And then he was talking about it with his friends, and a couple of his friends said, well, can you make those pillows for me? And then 12 years later, it's become a huge business. 1,500 people work around the clock to make all these millions of My Pillows that are sold every year. They have expanded their business. Not only can you wash and dry the pillows, but you can wash and dry the new My Pillow mattress topper. Now, this is something, the mattress topper goes on top of the mattress. Duh. You like that, ladies? That's pretty clever of me to figure that out, right? Mattress topper goes on top of your mattress.
Didn't even need to come with instructions.
No, not at all. Three layers designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, especially in your back, and control your body temperature. That's what you'll get with the new MyPillow mattress topper. You'll wake up feeling so much more refreshed between the pillows, the mattress topper. Wow, you get a great chance at a great night's rest. So let's go to MyPillow.com and order the mattress topper and receive 30% off using the DJV code. Plus, you'll get two free standard MyPillows with the order. Again, you got to use the promo code DJV. And those two pillows are free. Shipping is free. MyPillow.com for your mattress topper. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age, and Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitriol and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitriol now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain in my feet, my back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitriol for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitriol at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So we're at 17 at the hour here on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug. The states that have proposed anti-vaccination bills. What I want to hear, I hope I can get this from the three of you, the take, this is something that is, this is too broad. The news media once again has done everyone a disservice by putting vaccination, this is this umbrella, like vaccination, there are vaccinations you absolutely need to get. Measles and mumps, polio, a couple of other things that are around. But then there's a distinction between that which you, I was talking about getting a pneumonia shot the other day. I haven't had a vaccine. I had a tetanus last week when last year when I split my hand open. But I haven't had shots for a long, long time. Vaccines for that sort of thing, to make sure you don't have stuff floating around your body. Tetanus is important to get rid of things that could be very damaging. So are the measles, mumps, rubella, polio. But there are some vaccines that are being thrown into this kit that are not necessary. So the issue isn't whether you should have vaccines, because you should, but how many and what are they is the question. Because doctors are not telling mothers and fathers. The American Academy of Pediatrics has just kind of pushed the states to put in the bills that broaden the reasons for getting this. And then there are those that don't want the vaccines, and they want protection as well. But good parenting includes educating yourself as to what it is that you really need versus what you may want.
And that's true, but the problem, though, is you can research all you want and say, well, I'm okay with, you know, the measles, mumps, rubella, polio. I'm okay with that for my baby, but then I don't. Why does my baby need a hepatitis B? And that's one of my friends is a neonatal nurse in New York, and she said that's something that women are constantly asking, but it's a law that you have to have a hepatitis. And the hepatitis B, the problem, though, is, and she said as a nurse, she said, Unless the mother is a drug addict, there is no reason that a baby, right, a newborn baby, needs a hepatitis B vaccine.
Right.
And so
here's
there
the
are
state
so many like that.
Our lives.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's why
and
the
kids can't go to school. You can't go to school unless
right?
you have all those.
In California, so then, you can't enter a public school without a shot.
Right. And then the other problem
shots.
That creates, then now kids are being homeschooled, and then even when they turn into, let's say, if they want to go to a regular high school, well, then at high school age, they still have to get vaccinated because they can't go to school without it.
Yeah.
So it's a huge problem.
It's a big group. Anti-vaxxers are really gaining momentum because, once again, you feel like you're being controlled by big government.
It goes to the extreme where it's like, because they don't want to get those specific ones, now they're like, I don't want to get any vaccinations, and that's dangerous for everyone.
Right. Yeah, not good, but you gotta, the news media is the culprit here. Misinformation, misguidance, and doctors are at fault, too, for wanting to give so many shots and let's charge a couple more bucks. So something to be, it requires a lot more conversation, I think. 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
And the lady is mine. I always have a lot of fun with Tom Jones, who was around at the same time as Jerry Dorsey, also known as Engelbert Humperdinck. The two of them were often confused because they kind of looked alike and they had the same. Tom Jones a little sexier with his presentation and some of his songs, but Engelbert was no slouch either when it came to singing to the 40-year-old women.
Here's a question I have. Why would you choose to go by Engelbert Humperdinck?
Because Engelbert Humperdinck is an old, is a name, well, because you remember it a lot easier than
I don't know
Dorsey.
Anything about him at all.
Engelbert Humperdinck, if you look it up, is a medieval character in some English stories. And apparently, I've forgotten who, his wife found the name and thought he ought to do something other than call himself Jerry Dorsey. So that's where it came from. I think the wife and the producer. So let's give him a name that will really stand out. And that's where Engelbert Humperdinck. All right, so we're not talking about Engelbert. This is Tom Jones. We're going through the top five songs for this week in 1971 here on Throwback Thursday. Yes, we've come to that point again, folks, where I'm tempted to sing with all the songs. This is the number five tune. It was very typical of the fare from Tom Jones, who's still around performing, by the way. He and Engelbert Humperdinck both are out on the road. The crowd's a little older, but they still love to get up and dance. The Tommy Tight Pants, that's what he used to be called. All right, so let's see. Number four on our list of the top five songs this week in 71. Great song from the Temps. Motown at its finest. Just My Imagination Running Away With Me is number four.
Just my imagination running away.
Hard to argue with the success of this song.
Some will be married.
It's like this. How can you not like this song?
ladies.
I don't like this.
You don't like it? Oh, okay.
No, I like the Temptations, but this is really boring.
Really? Okay. Well, we can't have Victoria bored, so let's keep moving. Next song was a horror show as far as I was concerned.
Oh,
I
refuse to play this. Song.
I refuse to play this on the air.
Why?
I just couldn't stand, because I couldn't stand Janis Joplin yelling and screaming at me. I just
Oh my God. She's got one of the best rock voices of all time.
I understand that that's what you think, Victoria. And
no, that's
a lot of people
agree
with you.
Everyone except you thinks.
Except me, yes, that's right. So, Bobby, me and Bobby McGee.
For me and my Bobby,
this song was number three on its way to number one during this week in 1971. All right, let's get to, this is, I think, song hit number five or six for the Jackson Boys. This is the Mama's Pearl. Typical Michael. Stage. And with all of the focus on him the last few days, last few weeks, the documentary on him and whether he did or he didn't spoils this for a lot of people. I just want to listen to the songs and enjoy them. But can you? Thinking about whether it's true or isn't true.
Makes me sad.
Yeah, it does.
Because
it really
he was this child and just, you know, yeah. was not allowed a childhood. And look what it turned into. He turned into
the old man, man. What a bad
maybe
dude.
Maybe he hurt other kids. And it's just, the whole thing is terrible.
Yeah. All right, another family responsible for the bubblegum song of the year in 1971. These are the Osmonds. They were 5 weeks. Donnie and his sisters and brothers. One bad apple, number one, for 5 weeks in a row. He still sings this song in concert.
Isn't it funny that number one and number two were basically sung by seven-year-olds?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right. Maybe ten.
That would never happen today, ever.
Nope. You're right about that. So there's Donnie. All the women love Donny Osmond. My guy grew up with him. 28 after the hour, those are the top five songs this week in 1971 on Throwback Thursday here on the DJV program. Are you tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night? Waking up feeling worse than before? Sounds like your mattress could use some transformation. I've been there. I've done that. Finding a new mattress can be a pain in the you-know-what. But thanks to MyPillow, their MyPillow mattress topper, I don't have to change my mattress. It changed my bed with the topper into the most comfortable bed I've ever had, and I'm sleeping like a baby. The MyPillow mattress topper is made up of three layers designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature all through the night. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. It's a removable cover made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Comes with a 10-year warranty. Get your mattress topper today by going to MyPillow.com. Order your mattress topper and get 30% off using the DJV code. Two free standard MyPillows come as well when you use the promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A federal judge in Virginia is to sentence President Trump's former campaign chairman today. Paul Manafort, convicted last year of tax evasion, bank fraud, and failing to report foreign lobbying, he pleaded guilty to similar charges in a Washington, D.C. case and will be sentenced next week for that. A former Air Force fighter pilot turned Republican U.S. Senator, Arizona's Martha McSally, revealing that she was raped during her military career.
I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer.
McSally, the first female fighter pilot to fly in combat, saying during a Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing on sexual assault in the military,
like many victims, I felt the system was raping me all over again.
She says it almost led her to quit the Air Force. And this is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
In the throw of things, Thursday the 7th of March, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Victoria takes off in this half hour. I want to talk a little bit about R. Kelly in a minute, but first you have something on your mind.
Well, LeBron James is trending, and it's for a good reason, finally, even though the Lakers have been kind of in the toilet lately. But he has now leapfrogged over Michael Jordan's record, and he of the now this is the record for all-time scoring list in the NBA. So Michael Jordan is now in fifth. LeBron has jumped over Michael Jordan to land in the fourth place spot. Number three is still Kobe Bryant. Number two, Karl Malone. And number one is still Kareem.
Scratching.
What?
What?
Number one is still Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He has 38,387 points. He is still the number one NBA all-time scorer. And we'll see if by the end of LeBron's career, if he actually makes it and surpasses Kareem. But congrats to LeBron.
That was a perfect example. You know, producing this program, and the reality of it is very difficult to do. Kara has her hands full all the time, and we always bring her in to conversation as well. But she's trying to make sure that all the pieces fit together. And sometimes when something doesn't quite roll into or roll out of, and I tell you this story because it's sort of like real radio. Some of these stiff-necked performers that we have on the air right now would just ignore it or go. And that's one of the things I was taught when I was earlier. Something screws up, just ignore it and move on. Well, but people are listening. They're wondering, what was that? And so why have it be unrequited or unfulfilled information? So, Kara, what did you say to me that Victoria heard? It was a scratch or something. What were you saying?
I didn't say anything.
No, I heard
it was
audio.
Commercial.
Oh, it was. Oh, is that what it was?
Did you hear audio?
Okay.
I heard
some kind of audio, but I wasn't sure what it was.
Yeah, so I was like, wait, what are
this
we?
Is what happens, this is what happens when you've got three different computer screens and you hit enter on one, but your mouse is on the other, and then commercial
starts. Oh,
that's
happened to me a million times.
Yep.
Hooray! Okay, so speaking of audio, this guy R. Kelly, whether he's out of his mind, whether he's a bad guy, it seems to me that we have another major societal failure exemplified by this guy. Whatever his problem is, whether it's self-inflicted from drugs or whether he's just a mental, whatever it is, whatever his problem is, the way that it's playing out is torturous and sad for him and his family, whether he's a bad dude or not. This is what we have become, is a spectacle society. Everything is a spectacle. His thing, the dramatic info that's supposedly coming out about Michael Jackson now, his documentary. Every time we turn around, somebody's using video or audio or both to create a situation which basically is all about trust. And what do we know about? I don't really give a damn about R. Kelly, frankly, and I'm sorry about the women that he's used, and that's really what it is. I think that CBS used him to get ratings, and that's all, you know, Gayle King interviews him, doesn't know he's going to get. Then they get all of this video, and they're going to use it as a special at 8 o'clock on Friday night on CBS. They're going to play that interview. For what reason?
Now everyone's talked about it, and everyone who hasn't seen it wants to see it.
Yeah, right. And they want to hear this. All right, Kara, play some of the most explosive audio from this interview.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I can't help 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
So we've heard enough of that. I mean, you understand. You get the context. So you're going to get a half hour of that on Friday night on CBS.
Yeah.
And to what end? Give me a break.
Yeah. That's obviously we're playing it, too, because we want people to hear it.
Well, I'm just calling attention. Yeah, I'm calling attention to all of the stuff. I guess I'm doing it for a different reason, frankly, Kara. When I heard it first yesterday, I thought, this is pathetic. And the fact that they're using this the way they do, is it making a point? Is something good going to come out of this? It's past time of maybe getting him off the street for purposes. If he does get convicted of all the charges against him, he'll never see daylight again, which maybe is appropriate. But it does bring us around. It seems to me we have to have a more universal conversation about these kinds of problems, because either they're growing or we're having exacerbated because the news media loves to pay attention to stuff like this. It's a train wreck. And I'm told by, sometimes when I bring this up, when I find myself getting very frustrated with it, that you guys all say, well, everybody wants to see a train wreck because it takes their starch away from whatever's going on wrong in their life. So they can see somebody else who's got a disastrous life and, I don't know, identify with it. I don't have a disastrous life, and I don't think any of you do too. So identifying with this is hard. It's hard for me to understand what it is that people get out of this other than a visceral the satisfaction of saying, well, at least my life's not that bad. Is that it? Or am I missing something? What am I missing?
No, I don't think you're missing anything.
Yeah. I just think that it's, I don't know, it's unfortunate for everyone, and there's some personal responsibility involved. You know, it's like he wanted to go on TV to clear his name. And obviously, you know, I don't know if he didn't get any counseling. It seemed, what did you say, Victoria, that his legal team is happy with the way he
presented himself? He looks like a crazy person. He looks like someone who's on drugs and was ranting like an absolute crazy person.
Yeah, but besides that, you know, we like to kind of make fun of TMZ because they're always everywhere all the time, but they do seem to have their stories pretty straight, and he hasn't even tried to contact his kids since 2017. They haven't seen him.
Right.
So now his this whole thing you know, he's being terrorized in the media, and he just wants to have family and see his kids, and it's like, well, you haven't even tried. So, I don't
know.
And
he owes $160,000 in back child support. So, if you really love your kids that much, you're going to pay for them the way that you're supposed to.
So, when I bring, Carrie, you made a good point. When I bring up something like this to make a point, do I need to make my point at the beginning and then roll with the punches? Like, there's another something here that just is sticking in my craw about a report in Boulder, Colorado. The police investigated a guy. There were two officers sent to a house because a black man was in somebody's backyard picking up trash. And it turned out they thought this guy was not supposed
homeless
to be there.
Or?
But he owned the house. It was his house, and he was cleaning up his yard. And the guy door calls the police and says, there's a black guy in the backyard.
Do people really not know who their neighbors
what
are?
What is that? Right. Well, they don't in this day and age. People
don't know
who their neighbors are. Do you know who your neighbors are and other people in the building where you live?
I love not knowing who my neighbors are, so.
Well, I live in an apartment with hundreds of people, so I don't know everybody, but I at least recognize the people who live across from me, and I don't think I would call the police if I saw one of them trying to get into their apartment, maybe if they were trying to break the door down. But where my parents live, definitely I know the people who live on either side of their house. So, I don't know. It just, it seems like we're living in a world where we can't even talk to anyone. Why wouldn't you just go up to the fence and ask who somebody
what
was,
are you doing?
Start a conversation with them. I don't know.
What are you doing? Yeah, right, exactly. All right, in a moment for Alex Trebek, those of you who may not have heard the story yet, this fellow who's been hosting Jeopardy since 1984 has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Anything that's stage 4, not good. He says he's going to fight it, and his fans are certainly behind him. He has the largest audience for any syndicated television show like that. He and Alex Trebek. And it's been for decades, years and years and years. So if we all hold a good thought for him, I think that would be quite appropriate, frankly. In a moment, we're going to spend some time getting you into springtime. Clock's going ahead. Springtime's around the corner. What are you wearing? What are you looking like? We'll get to that. I want to, speaking of how you look, how are you looking? Are you a little heavy? Want to get the benefits of using Calitrin, the number one healthy choice for weight loss. Also, the benefits include joint support because collagen, the main ingredient for Calitrin, affects your joints, the support you have, it needs to have the bursa sacs need to be liquefied so that you get joint support. The other things that are beneficial, if you have arthritis, this stuff's, anything collagen related is great for you. If you've got acid reflux, all of these things are benefits. Granted, side benefits. The main benefit of using Calitrin is to lose weight. Weight loss that not only do you find success in losing the pounds, but you also keep them off. Stay on the program. 6 months, you get the first 90 days free, the first 90 days you pay for, second 90 days you get free. Go to toploss.com for this special deal. Use the code DJV. That's toploss.com for the super most effective, most safe, or safest would be the correct English, safest way to lose weight. Using collagen, your own body's protein, to lose the weight. Don't Wait, why would you wait? Just get on the program and see how well it works. Calitrin at toploss.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $70 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $30.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. See associate for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now here on the DJV program. We are, as I said a few minutes ago, we're confronting springtime, and well, I hope everybody's looking forward. We always do it this time of year. Want to know that spring and how we feel in spring is going to be universal. Clocks are being moved ahead. That's an important step, and then springtime starts. So what do you think about your own style quotient? And maybe how your hair looks, what you're looking like in general. Pandora Amaratis is here with us. She's the style director at the Daily Mail. She creates a lot of fashion content and is in the know, as it were, when it comes to styles. Pandora, welcome. What do we have going on here in terms of fashion and beauty and thoughts for spring?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. You know, it's true what they say. You are what you eat and how you treat your body. So number one, you have to respect it. Eat right, exercise, rest, and hydrate. When it comes to beauty, the way we nourish on the inside, we have to nourish on the outside. So I have a few products to talk to you about that will help us do that. For starters, it is so important to take care of your skin. The experts at Cura Skincare have combined the revolutionary wet skin technology with proven itch-soothing ingredients to launch Hydrotherapy Itch Defense Wet Skin Moisturizer. You use it
That's a mouthful. Give us that one again. That's a mouthful. Sounds good.
Hydrotherapy Itch Defense Wet Skin Moisturizer. Yes. So you're going to use it right before you step out of the shower when your skin is still wet. It dives deep into the skin surface to heal at the source, leaving skin soft, smooth, healthy, and hydrated. It's filled with vitamins and oatmeal extract to nourish and to stop the suffering of itchy, dry skin, which is so important, especially at this time of year. I love that it absorbs immediately and that it's greaseless. It retails for just $10.99, and you can find it at select food, drug, and mass market retailers.
All right, just got to remember the name. Fix that name. All right, what else now? That's the skin. What do you have for hair?
Yeah, so hair needs nutrients too. A lot of people don't realize that. I love hair food because they believe that you have to feed your hair just the way you feed your body, and that it's not just the quality of ingredients that go into a product, but how they are combined that makes all the difference. So taken from Kitchen Inspiration, they have 8 new shampoo and conditioner collections made from unique ingredients inspired by superfoods. So things like coconut milk and chai spice, which is nourishing, avocado and argan oil, which is smoothing, and tea tree and lavender water, which is purifying. They're all simple, color-safe, and free of sulfates, parabens, and mineral oil. You can find them at Target, Kroger, and select Walmarts nationwide. For more information, you could go to their website, hairfood.com.
What do you do? What sort of routine does Pandora Amaretta have? What do you do daily to keep yourself looking the part?
I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but I go for weekly blowouts, so I don't even wash my own hair.
Really?
Yes, very New York of me.
But you do wash your skin. You do take showers. And
Absolutely, and I am a big fan of both of these products, especially now in this New York cold weather.
Mm-hmm. Victoria, what are you laughing? What are you chuckling about? You know this sort of thing. I'd be interested to know how you do. You have beautiful skin. How do you keep your skin? That's an important thing.
Women spend lots of money on products.
Well, frankly, men should be more focused on this because men's skin, the guys that shave all the time, they don't put moisturizer and stuff on their face. I think that it's very important for men to look or be as conscious of their looks as women. do. So maybe a little bit of food for thought. Pandora, thank you for being here, giving us lots to think about. Pandora Amoratis here on the DJV program with Doug and Victoria and Kara at 10 minutes before the hour.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Are you telling me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
You know, that's the Chugger's not here, so Victoria and I will go through a lot of the movie news. That's the clip that I saw yesterday on the plane coming back to California. I was watching Jay Leno's Garage, which is a fun, fun show on CNBC.
Show.
A lot of good stuff, because he's just very good. Loves cars, and he's just very good on his feet, as he always has been. So anyway, he drives the DeLorean from the movie in this particular episode. It was about what they call them, one-fers. In other words, there are cars that were unique that were never duplicated. And the DeLorean from the movie, although there were seven of them that were built from DeLoreans, but the idea of having one that looked like that, it was a unique, very unique car. And he's got one of them, and so he drives around in it, and it's kind of fun.
That's cool.
Reference was to that clip from the movie. So now
they're very hard to find. They every once in a while, yeah.
They were an awful car.
They were a terrible car. But they're very difficult to find now, and there are some collectors who still, you know, are on the hunt for them. But the reason we played that clip and the music, of course, to Back to the Future, that franchise, is because there's a new movie that looks so interesting, and it's all about the real life rise and fall of the John DeLorean, who was an auto business tycoon. And in this movie, it's part documentary and part dramatization. In the dramatization parts, Alec Baldwin, who is almost unrecognizable, if you see him, you wouldn't recognize him. He's playing John DeLorean, and Josh Charles, who has been, if you saw him, you would know him. He's a character actor. He plays his DeLorean's business partner, Bill Collins. And the movie is going to premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival, and then it will be in select theaters on June 7th. And if you don't know his story, John DeLorean was an inventor and an executive, and he, you know, invented this DeLorean sports car.
Well, he worked at General Motors and was responsible for designing a lot of the most successful cars in the 50s and the 60s. He started working there after World War II, and was tall, good-looking guy. And he was very smart, and so but he got sort of consumed by his own thoughts. He could do it better, so he
his
went
own
around
fame.
Some, right. And he
so it's an interesting. Go ahead.
Well, the first investor in DeLorean was Johnny Carson. Carson had the cars. He used to joke about how bad they were on the air, but when he found out that DeLorean was on drugs, and that sunk the company, Carson was not a happy camper.
He
was selling drugs because they couldn't get the car right. They weren't selling enough of them. So in order to finance the car business, he was a drug dealer.
And he got caught on camera, and that's part of this this interesting. It's called Framing John DeLorean. That's the name of it. And so he was caught on camera by federal agents agreeing to finance a cocaine smuggling operation in order to, like you just said, Doug, in order to fund his car business. So it's an interesting story. So that's June 7th. That'll definitely be something I'll be watching.
Yeah. No, that's good. And those kinds of things, I don't know if they're fun, but we have so many things we're focusing on people. I think you're going to see in terms of movies, with the success of the movie about Freddie Mercury, and now the one that's coming out about Elton John, you're going to see, there's one in the works about Frank Sinatra, supposedly one about Dean Martin, most of the people, the well-known people that were in the Rat Pack. There is a focus, at least on Sinatra and Dean Martin. I think they'd be fabulous stories to tell because they were very flawed individuals. They had flawed lives. They lived the life of...
Flaws are interesting, though.
Privilege. Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Flawed people are interesting people. We're all flawed. But, you know, I think if you look at that stories like that, you know, especially with Sinatra, if they could play... If they get the right actor, I think that could be a huge hit.
That's the key.
That's
so
all... And it's just like the
actor.
Freddie Mercury story. If you didn't get the right guy to play Freddie, the whole movie was a bust.
And that was an accident, because the guy they wanted to have him play Mercury couldn't do it. I forget who it was. But it didn't work, and they grabbed Rami Malek at the last minute, and look at what it did for the movie and for his career. It was the right, you know, it's the old expression, the right thing happens at the right time for the right reason.
Yep.
There are
no
mistakes, there are no accidents, all of this stuff happens for a reason. So anyway, and you know, as much as it's frustrating to see a lot of this negative stuff, whether it's on the screen, on television, on the radio, wherever it is, it just is part of us growing up, in a manner of speaking. So anyway, movies are very important to, I think, our culture. We've been very good at being... I'm in a place in Hollywood loaded with all of those icons. Kind of fun to look around at the pictures. 59 after the hour here on the DJB Show.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.